Rivers recently became Darius Rucker's third consecutive number one country album. He says its title track is the most personal song in the collection. Rucker collaborated with his producer Frank Rogers and other songwriters on more than 60 songs before choosing the album's final 12.
The most important thing for this time was the songs. It's the most important record of my career. This record is going to make me a country superstar, or it's going to make me just another country singer. I mean, it's really that simple. And so we knew we had to go do something special. We had to have some songs that were going to connect with people and that people are going to want to hear over and over and over again and want to go buy. And so we took our time, we worked on it, and I got the best compliment ever. I played three songs for friends of mine who are DJs down in country radio in Charleston. And the first question, he asked me, who's my new producer? And I thought, that's a great question. But because I said it's the same guy, he's like, doesn't sound like it. It's like, that's what we're going for.
I'm running from the cold off of New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more.
The second single from True Believers was Wagon Wheel, a cover of a bluegrass song originally recorded by Old Crow Medicine Show. Rucker's version spent 2 weeks at the top of the country airplay chart, and its video is nearing 10 million views on YouTube. Darius Rucker follows Ray Charles and Charlie Pride as only the third African-American artist to top the country chart. In 2008, Rucker released his debut solo album, Learn to Live, which brought him the Country Music Association's Best New Artist Award. Last year, he was inducted into the iconic Grand Ole Opry. Although Nashville and country radio have welcomed his sound, the 47-year-old singer feels he still has much more to prove.
I think the first two records, especially the first record, I wanted people to know how much I love the music. And the second record, Frank and I even said to each other, you know, let's just pick up what we left off with the first record. It wasn't really trying to do anything new. We had some more to say with that record. Let's pick up where we left off and write songs like that. With this record, it was totally different. I didn't feel like I'd rest on anything I had done before. I couldn't rest on the last two records, even though they had been successes. I had to really go out and prove to everybody that we can make a great record.
Darius Rucker is currently performing his first solo headlining tour to support True Believers. In August, he'll reunite with Hootie and the Blowfish in Charleston, South Carolina, to perform their annual hometown concert. He also expects to play some shows with the band next year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of its debut album, Cracked Rear View. That album sold more than 10 million copies in the United States, placing it among the top 20 all-time biggest sellers. Guests on True Believers include Lady Antebellum, up-and-coming country singer-songwriter Mallory Hope, and Sheryl Crow, who joins Darius Rucker on this song, Love Without You. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Every friend has got a friend in mind, 'cause I've had more than a little time. So it's on your mark, get ready, set. But I know my heart's not ready. I can walk into a room without you, and I don't get drunk and talk about you. So I guess I've learned to live without you. I just don't know how to love without you.